From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak. Today, Dr. Alan Cairns continues his series on prayer with a further examination of the Lord's Prayer. In these beloved words, the Lord Jesus Christ sets forth the leading features of all true prayer. Dr. Cairns is explaining what is meant when we pray the opening words, Our Father, which art in heaven. In addition to reminding us of the place of God's dwelling, these words tell us much about the character of our God. He is the transcendent God, eternally existing apart from all He has created, yet vitally active in it. This teaches us a number of lessons about God that we must keep in mind as we pray. First of all, God is absolutely sovereign. Before coming to the message, Dr. Cairns speaks briefly about the danger of this materialistic age and the necessity of being rich toward God.
In ancient times, there were some philosophers who believed in what was called materialism. In other words, that material is eternal, and that ultimately everything is part of that material nature. Now, the advent of Christianity and the truth of the gospel dealt a death blow for many centuries to such nonsense, but unfortunately in the day in which we're living, materialism in one form or another is becoming more and more prevalent. There are people who, from a scientific basis, of course it is science falsely so called, persuade themselves that material is eternal. There are others, and they give various little twists and turns to the basic theory, but when it comes down to it, there are thousands and millions who live in practical materialism. They may not be able to follow the intricacies of the arguments of philosophical materialism, but practically they are materialists. They may believe God is. They may believe that they are immortal souls. They may believe in the great eternity in heaven or hell. They may believe even that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, came into the world and lived and died and rose again, and He is the only Savior and Redeemer of sinners. They may pay lip service to all such great truths, but in a practical sense, they betray a practical materialism, living only for material gain, living as if the only thing that really mattered in this world was the material. In other words, the things they can see, the things they can touch, the things they can handle, the money they can make, what it can buy, the places it can take them. So they give themselves over to materialism, perhaps not philosophically, but practically. The result of it is they pay attention to their wage packet, to their salary, to their benefits, to their health care, to their vacations. They pay attention to the bricks and mortar that they call home. They pay attention to all the things of the here and now, but they shut out of their mind the issues of their soul, how they stand related to God, where they're going to be in eternity. Now that is a very foolish thing to do. The Lord Jesus said, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth. Why? Because moth and rust corrupt. In other words, the treasures of earth are but for a season, like the pleasures of earth, and they will pass away. He says, rather, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. Lay up for yourselves treasures that can never be lost. To use the words of Christ in Luke's Gospel, chapter 12, you need to be rich toward God. You remember how he told the story of a rich farmer. His prosperity knew no bounds. He said, I'm going to pull down my barns and I'm going to build greater just to be able to house my prosperity. Then I'm going to say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years, eat and drink and be merry. But then God spoke and said, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be? In other words, you're going to leave them behind. Now, how many people are just acting like the rich fool? I wonder, is that where you are today? Rich in the eyes of the world, or trying to be, concerned about getting things, and yet not concerned about being rich toward God. The only way to be rich toward God is to receive the exceeding riches of his grace toward us, offered and provided in the Lord Jesus Christ. When you receive him as your Savior and your Lord, the Son of God, the Savior of sinners, when you come to the cross and your sin is dealt with by the power of his atonement, and you live in the resurrected Christ, then you are truly rich. You have accumulated the greatest wealth that time or eternity can ever know.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We'd like to encourage you to take advantage of some of the free literature we offer on the program. We're pleased to announce that the newest edition of Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine is now available. The theme of the current issue is the subject of temptation. In 5 articles, various ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church discuss such issues as how to recognize the temptation to sin, the temptation of Christ, and overcoming temptation. Among other articles of interest in this issue, you'll find a focus on the land of Macedonia, as well as the inspiring testimony of a young man born with cerebral palsy who is a glowing witness for Christ. A copy is available simply for the asking, and we promise that there will be no follow-up letters soliciting funds. For your free copy, just write to us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 1-800-275-2915. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you soon.
People who can really, in the full sense of this term, call God their Father are people who, as sinners, have come by faith in God's dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to receive Him as their personal Savior, to enter into salvation by receiving Christ. Those people then, in union with Him who is properly the Son of God, can call God our Father. And nobody else. Nobody else. I suppose this is the prayer that's most prayed of all prayers in the so-called Christian world, in Christian churches, and indeed apostate churches as well. All over the world, every week, millions of people pray, Our Father, which art in heaven. Perhaps you've done it yourself. But how many of you have really ever had access to the throne of God? How many of you have ever really come by faith in Jesus Christ
to know God as your Father, Christ as your Redeemer, and His atoning sacrifice as the answer and satisfaction for your sin. Make sure today that you know the access that there is to God, and you make use of it. Jesus said, I am the door. Think of that. What is a door? It's the way in to God. I want you to notice Jesus didn't say, I am a door. No. As if he were one way, Muhammad was another way, Buddhism was another way. No. Jesus said, I am the door. There is no other. Now there's the access and the accessibility of God. But as far as you're concerned, what use is the access if you don't go through the door? Where is the use to you of the simple fact that God is accessible to man on earth? While you turn away from the only way into His presence. When Jesus says, pray, our Father, He is addressing people who have entrance to God because they have come by faith into Christ. And I would therefore start again this morning with this strong emphasis that you men and women and boys and girls must make sure that you have personally entered into Christ. Do not depend on the name of this church or the ritual of the ordinances of this church or any other church. Do not depend on anything but personal saving faith in Jesus Christ, because outside of that, you cannot claim God as your Father. But once you have come into Christ, then you come to this great truth that the God of glory is accessible to us here on earth. It's a wonderful message that the Savior therefore is giving us. That our Father, is the Most High God. He is the King of Heaven. And He is the Ruler of Earth. And He will hear the prayer of us, His children. That's the central message that Jesus is teaching when He says, pray, our Father, which art in heaven. Now, in teaching us that, He actually teaches us many lessons about prayer from the transcendent greatness of God. You may think I'd got to preach. Actually, I hadn't. Almost all that I've said so far, I hadn't intended to say. So I haven't even got near what I want to say. And therefore... you have cause to be concerned. I don't think I'll get to deal with all these today, but I do intend to set before you a series of lessons that the Lord teaches His people about prayer from the thought that our Father is the great God, the high God of heaven. The very first lesson is, when you pray, you say, our Father which art in heaven, lay hold of the absolute sovereignty of your Father in heaven. The words which art in heaven are words which indicate total, complete, absolute, unbounded, uncontained, illimitable sovereignty. What does God say about Himself? In Isaiah 61 and, or 66 and verse 1, thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. What I love about the scriptures in which God speaks of Himself and His relationship to the world is how it puts down the pride of man. this opens up a whole area of discussion that I can't really get into today. But any gospel, this is my chief criticism of the modern versions of, or so-called versions of the gospel. I have to say of them what Paul said of a perversion in his day. This is not the gospel, it is another gospel. It's not a gospel at all. Any so-called gospel that sets out to make sinners feel good about themselves and come to some self-realization and some sense of self-esteem and self-acceptance is not a gospel at all. That can't save. I want you to understand this. When God starts making himself known to men, the first thing he does is to put them in their place and to make them feel the greatness of God and the guiltiness of man. It humbles the pride of man right down into the dust. God says about the earth, with all its wealth, with all its wonder, with all its men, with all its might, with all its countries, its armies, with all the great things that men are so proud of, he says, the earth is my footstool. That's what God says. He's talking about his sovereignty. In the 115th Psalm, we read, our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Total sovereignty. Now let me be absolutely frank with you this morning. When it comes to explaining many of the details of what is going on in the world today, neither I nor you nor anybody else has an answer except God does what he pleases, and what he pleases is good and right. When I think of all the evil in the world, all the tragedy in the world, all the suffering in the world, I have to realize that this is not the world as God created it. This is the world as it's fallen. Ruined, marred, and scarred by the willful wickedness of man, with the consequent judgment of God. I have to realize that. But when it comes to the working out of all the details of the sovereignty of God and the purpose of God in all the actions and even what we call the accidents of life, there's none of us can say, I have the scheme worked out. Why? Because God is infinite. And only God can understand what he's doing. I've often given you the illustration of the old English Bishop Handley Mole. Others have taken what Mole did. I think it was Handley Mole was the bishop concerned, but he was a bishop of Durham, I think, and that was a mining district. And he was faced with this. You talk about the sovereignty of God. God does whatever he pleases. Well, here is a terrible mine accident. The deep shaft had collapsed. Hundreds of miners were trapped inside. The families rushed to the pit head. The tears were flowing. The anguish was awful. When the bishop arrived, people wanted to know, what's the meaning of this? How can you talk to us about the sovereignty of God and the love of God when we see this? Explain it! And he had to confess to himself, I have no explanation. Until he saw one of the old women had brought her sewing with her. Her embroidery, really. And he went to her and he said, give me that for a moment. And he took it and he held it up to them. He said, what do you see there? You see a tangled mass of colored threads on the backside of this. You can see no pattern. You can see no beauty. No purpose, no skill, no thought. It's just a tangled mass. But let me turn it round. And from the other side you see a picture of great beauty, wrought with great skill. Then he started to tell them the message of the gospel. There's so many things in this life that we look on and they're just the loose ends of incomplete actions. We don't understand them. Could we but look from God's side, let me tell you, the picture would be complete. He's utterly, absolutely, totally sovereign. Jesus is saying, when you pray, keep that in your mind.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.